Masechet Kelim, Perek Kaf, Mishnah Bet. Here we'll talk about another type of leather object in the context of Tum'at Midras. Mishnah says, Hemet Halilin Tehora Min HaMidras, bagpipes, which is made of a leather bag, is Tahor from Midras, because people do not usually sit or lie down on it. Arevat Pisonot, a bowl of pisonot, which is a bowl used to carry rocks and dirt at a construction site, is subject to machloket. Bet Shammai omrim midras, ubet Hillel omrim temimet. Bet Shammai says it can become tameh with tumat midras. Construction workers would usually sit on these bowls when they're being carried to a work site after they were filled with rocks and transported on a wagon to the work site. When it was on the wagon, the workers would sit on it, so therefore Tum'at Midras applies. And Beit Hillel says it can become Tameh only with corpse Tum'ah, not with Tum'at Midras. Even though construction workers do sit on these bowls, most people do not. And Tum'at Midras depends on what most people do. And therefore, since most people do not use these types of bowls as seats, they're not subject to Tum'at Midras. Areva Mishene Log Ve'atish Akabin, a kneading bowl that's made of wood, which could hold between two log and nine kab, certain measurements. Shinis deka, if it cracked, teme'a midras, it could become tameh with tumat midras, even though the kneading bowl is not usually used to lie down on. Once it cracks, it can't be used for kneading anymore, and therefore it would be substituted now as a seat going forward, and therefore tumat midras would apply. Iniha Bageshamim benit peha. If somebody left the crack bowl in the rain and the wood swelled up from the water and the crack then closed up, Temeh met. The bowl could become tameh with corpse tum'ah, but not with midras tum'ah. The cracked bowl now closed up from the swelling, and the bowl could once again be used for kneading and therefore would not be used for sitting. So therefore, Tum'at Midras would not apply. Tum'at Mit would apply. Bakadim binisteka. If somebody placed the bowl outside on a hot day and there was wind and the wood dried up and it cracked up again, it shrank, the water evaporated from it, and the crack reappeared. Mekabelet Midras. The bowl is now subject to Tum'at Midras. Now that it's cracked, it can no longer be used as a kneading bowl, and it's now used as a seat. Ze homed b'shayre keli etz mibetihilatan. Broken pieces of a wooden keli are treated in one respect more strictly than the original keli. The original keli was not subject to tum'at midras, but now that it developed a crack, it has a different function. It can be used to sit on, and therefore it's now only subject to tum'at midras. Now that we broke up a broken keli, how it's more strict than the original keli, we bring up other examples. Wicker kelim are more strict than the original keli. Wicker is a type of basket that's made from woven reeds. So it's stricter. When they are first made, the wicker kelim cannot become tameh until their upper rims are completed. It's only at that point when it's considered to be a finished keli. Nitnahasemu, but once the upper rims are completed, afal pi shenashru siftotehen kol shehen teme'in. Even if their rims fall away, or if part of their walls also fall away, as long as any part of the wall remains, the wicker keli could become tameh. Once the keli is complete, it's subject to tum'ah if it has any function. So therefore, as long as some of the wall remains, it's a container. So the broken pieces of wicker, a broken wicker basket, is treated more strictly. It can still become tameh, as opposed to a new wicker basket. In order for the new wicker basket to become tameh, it has to be complete, has to be full. But the broken one could become tameh even when only part of the wall remains. But the new one, it could only become tameh when it's full, a shalem keli with a rim.